This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're starting the show today by looking at the long-anticipated debate between Anwar Ibrahim and Najib Razak, and we're breaking it down in this segment. So, of course, yesterday was the debate between opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim and former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak. And if you're wondering how all of this suddenly came to be, it actually followed initial exchanges about what was going on at Sapura Energy between current PKR Deputy President hopeful Rafizi Ramli and Najib, and then it kind of went back and forth. A debate was put forth. Najib said that he would only do it if it were Anwar who was representing, and that escalated into what we saw yesterday, which was attended by more than 400 people. Now, the 90-minute debate covered a fair amount of ground. It initially centered on whether to bail out Sapura Energy. It then branched out into the future and direction of Malaysia's economy and politics, and, you know, in many ways served as a platform for both men to kind of continue pushing their political agenda. For what it's worth, Najib Razak's main focus, or the things that he kept returning to, the themes in what he brought up in the debate, were political stability and its importance, how the country's economy was better during his tenure, cash aid being the way to go, and mega projects and their place in our economic landscape. While Anwar Ibrahim's focus was the need for transparency and accountability, various ways of addressing cost of living, and things like environmental issues came up as well. So, you know, there are more impressions, but we thought it would be good also for you to hear some of the debate. So here are some of the highlights, starting with Najib calling on the government to bail out Sapura Energy, saying they're a strategic company, their economic contribution is significant.
Yang bergantung kepada Sapura ini, 10,500 anak tempatan yang mempunyai kemahiran yang tinggi, 3,000 vendors dan sumbangan Sapura kepada ekonomi tempatan berjumlah 92 bilion dalam tempoh masa 5 tahun. Kalau Sapura muflis, yang rugi adalah negara, yang rugi adalah rakyat Malaysia.
And then this was Anwar's response to that.
Pertahanan kita adalah kerana menjaga kepentingan beberapa elit politik. Saya tidak nafikan keperluan kita melihat. Kita mesti bermula dengan forensik audit. Apa yang berlaku? Bagaimana perjanjian dibuat? Siapa ambil komisen? Arahan siapa? Orang politik mana? Itu semua kita kena tahu sebelum kita campur. Kalau tidak, kita buat andaian, everything's alright. Tidak benar. Malaysian Airlines, kita dah lihat. Perwaja, kita dah tengok.
So, one of the recurring analogies, or maybe one of the main takeaways from last night, was cake. And if you're wondering why, it first came up during a conversation about the need for mega projects such as the HSR and ECRL.
Saya nak gunakan analogi Allahyarham Tun Razak pernah gunakan. Ya. Ekonomi bagaikan kek. Kita besarkan kek itu dulu. Bila kek itu sudah besar, kita boleh potong-potong kek itu bagi kepada rakyat. Dan rakyat untung. Jangan jual aset. Kalau jual aset, seperti mana berlaku jual IHH, maknanya apa? Seolah-olah oven itu pun kita dah jual.
All right, so we're firmly in the kitchen at this point. So Anwar then retorted saying that cake should not be eaten alone.
Jangan cake tu kita makan seorang. Cake kalau kita besarkan, siapa yang nak tentukan pembahagian itu adil? Sekarang orang tengok cake, elit politik di atas yang kaya, yang makan banyak. Jadi oleh demikian, saya katakan bermula dengan masalah pengurusan kerajaan, masalah integriti, masalah pertanggungjawaban atau accountability, masalah pembentangan dan perbahasan terbuka. Ini harus ada.
That was opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Previously, you also heard former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak in their debate yesterday evening. And I mean, there are a lot of other things that we can take away from this, including the fact that now some people are also saying, well, this can be transformed into national policy. There have, however, also been comments or pushback, right, against the fact that the debate happened at all, in that I suppose the criticism here was that Anwar Ibrahim kind of platformed or gave a public stage to Dato' Sri Najib Razak to continue this rhetoric. And, you know, there's a lot happening here. But we'll get into it and we want to hear from you. Did you watch the debate last night? Would you like to see more debates like this in future? Do you think that it was fruitful? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Dr. James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania, to get his impressions. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're throwing it back actually to last night and the long anticipated debate between Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim and Datuk Sri Najib Razak. And we want to hear from you. I mean, I guess the cheeky question here is, who do you think won? But in general, did you watch the debate last night, and would you like to see more in events like this, debates like this in future? Let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this, Dr. James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania. James, good to have you with us. So, did you watch last night's debate? What were your initial impressions of the whole thing?
Okay, yes, the answer is yes, I did watch the whole thing last night. My impression of the whole thing is that this is the sort of stuff that we need more in Malaysia, which will allow Malaysians to watch their leaders debate on key national issues. And also, it's good that, you know, we get to see the performance of the leaders. So the way I understood last night's debate is basically last night we've got Najib trying to make a political comeback by having a debate with the leader of the opposition. He's trying to show that he's not only trying to make a comeback, he is also the leader on the governing side, even though, as you know, he doesn't hold any positions in government. For Anwar, I think he's trying to re-establish his authority. As you know, his authority has been damaged in the last few years because he's been going around telling everybody he's got the numbers to be prime minister, and it turned out that he doesn't have the numbers. And also, PKR is in the midst of an election for the deputy and the future leaders of the party. So I think the stakes are quite high for both sides. My take overall is that Najib did better, although I have to say it is quite clear that both sides were basically speaking to their core supporters. They were not in a way sort of using the debate to sort of convince the other side. It was basically to speak to their own supporters.
And what did you think of Sapura Energy being the premise for this whole debate?
No, that's fine. I mean, the scandal engulfing Sapura Energy is like the scandal engulfing a lot of GLCs in Malaysia. So Sapura Energy is simply a symbol of the sort of stuff that we see in many GLCs in Malaysia, which is that this business essentially, used to enrich people. And then these businesses are actually not sustainable in the long run. And also, in many of these businesses, because of political interference and maladministration, a lot of these businesses should not survive in the first place. So Sapura is basically a symbol of a lot of stuff that is happening in the Malaysian corporate scene, especially among the GLC. So picking Sapura is probably the right thing to do.
And do you think that the controversy surrounding Sapura Energy will continue to have political ramifications?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about it. I think if you look at not only Sapura, but a few other GLCs, the sort of amount that has been lost in the last few years is probably a few billion dollars, not ringgit, a few billion dollars, because a lot of these companies trade internationally. But far more scandalous is the fact that a lot of political appointees were making millions of dollars out of directors' fees. They were given cushy jobs in many of these companies. And basically, they ran the company to the ground by giving themselves a lot of bonuses and paying themselves large salaries when the company was going down the ground.
So if we return to the debate, were there any highlights that stood out to you?
As I mentioned earlier, they were speaking to their own supporters. Anwar did try to make the point that PKR and Pakatan Harapan is still, committed to reforms. That's why he keep insisting that we need to audit the GLCs, including Sapura, before we can move forward. Well, Najib trying to make a comeback was basically selling a very positive message, saying everything can be salvaged and I'm a better economic manager. I know everything is doing well. We can even save Sapura Energy. build Malaysian icons. We need money to bring back the GST, all that sort of thing. So basically, one was pointing out all the problems that Malaysia faces and why the opposition needs to get into government to clean up, while the other side, Najib side, were basically selling the picture that, you know, if we get back into power, things will even be better for Malaysia, a very bright and sunny future for Malaysia. So they were both selling the sort of message they've been selling for the last couple of years. So that's the reason why I said they're basically speaking to their supporters.
So some commentators have argued that this debate lent legitimacy to Najib Razak. Would you agree with that?
Yes, because Najib did not hold any positions, any government positions. So therefore, for him to debate the leader of the opposition is really signaling to the public and to his supporters that he's making a comeback, and basically he's after his old job as the Prime Minister again.
And as you pointed out, the debate really was more like a platform for Najib and Anwar to speak to their supporters. What would you therefore have liked to have seen more of?
Well, I think what was unfair was that there was no Q&A from the public. But what I would have liked is really, you know, in a lot of political debates around the world in the developed countries, what happens is that when you're part of the audience, the organizers will give you a small box, something like a mobile phone, and you can click whether you like what is being said or you don't like what is being said. So throughout the debate, you can do a tracking. It usually shows at the bottom of TV when that person speaks, whether the audience agree or doesn't agree with what is being spoken. At the end of the debate, they will do a very quick electronic poll about who they think won the debate. That was totally absent. And what was also absent was that it was quite clear that the way it was organized, they didn't want the audience to show any emotions, clapping or what have you. So again, the whole thing sounds a bit strange to me. If that's the case, what was the audience doing there, since you do not want them to show or express any emotions?
In closing then, do you hope to see more debates like this between politicians and policymakers? I mean, what is the value in them?
So the short answer is yes, but the question is that who's going to organise it? I think what they'll do on both sides, both the governing and the opposition side, was that they will go back and study the debate last night carefully and see whether they've gained anything out of it. If both sides come to the conclusion that they've actually gained something out of the debate, then I'm sure that they will reach out to the different media organizations and say that we would like to take part in more debates. But in actual fact, it's actually quite easy to organize debates nowadays. You can organize it through Facebook or create your own Zoom platform. So it's a question of credible NGOs or independent organizations coming together, approaching political parties to take part. As I mentioned earlier, debates are really, really important because in a way, in a real debate, right, you actually put the politicians on the spot, especially during the Q&A segment when the public can ask any questions they want. As I said, that was missing last night. I think it was deliberate. And it was also deliberate that that the moderator didn't allow Anwar or Najib to address each other directly. In a real debate, they not only address each other directly, usually they will attack each other, ask questions. That's where you really you really get a feel of what these politicians are really like. So last night, in a way, you can argue that by Malaysian standards, it's a debate. By international standards, it's really not a debate. It's more like speaking to your own support.
James, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Dr. James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania, weighing in on the debate that happened between opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim and former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak, which was ostensibly about Sapura Energy, but kind of really became this larger discussion about Malaysia's political and economic future and direction, and really, served as a policy platform for the both of them. We'd like to hear from you. Essentially, did you watch the debate? Who do you think won? And would you like to see more debates like this in the future? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So we do have messages coming in. Alex says, I did watch the debate, and below is what I've WhatsApped relatives and friends. ZJ and Axelson, after losing the first set, and Ginting have won. Meanwhile, Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim and versus Bosco started later, so still going on. And I kind of like that message, partly because it positions it almost like entertainment, right? You know, on the one hand, you're watching sports, and on the other hand, you're going to watch this much vaunted, much talked about policy debate that I think, as our guest James Chin pointed out, wasn't so debate heavy, really. It was more speech heavy. Meanwhile, we have Nini, who says, if the cakes are baked and stuffed with pink and blue diamonds and sufficiently cut for everybody, I would like a slice. I also would have many questions for Najib. And I think that that speaks to the public engagement part of it, which is actually a separate question, right? I'm also wondering whether, if there had been more of a taking comments from not just the audience, but the public, what could have come of that? And that's a good question. I don't know whether we would have people really actively engaging with it. I suspect yes. But then, the audience there was also told that this was supposed to be a, I can't remember the phrase exactly, but something equating to a silent debate, one without interruptions or cheers or jeers, things like that. So I'm not sure how much of the comments from the internet or from the wider public they would actually have taken as well. But we'd like to hear from you. We're talking about the debate that happened between Anwar Ibrahim and Najib Razak last night after quite some time, quite some back and forth. Did you watch it? And who do you think won, if you did? Would you like to see more debates like this in future? That number to call, 7733 2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.